Title: Vocal Cadence as Composition Guide with Resampling Only Advanced. Alright, welcome in. This is an advanced drum and bass composition session in Ableton Live where we use one thing as the score: vocal cadence. Not lyrics, not meaning. Cadence: the rhythm, the breath, the intensity, the punctuation. And here's the hard rule that makes this powerful: you only progress by resampling audio. No endlessly tweaking a synth patch. No, I'll fix it later. You design a moment, you print it, and you move forward. That's how you get that decisive, edited, lived in DNB energy fast. By the end, you're aiming for a 16 to 64 bar sketch, rolling, jungle influenced if you want, and it'll feel like it's being conducted by an MC even when the vocal isn't obvious. Let's set the room up first. Set tempo to 174 BPM. Anywhere from 170 to 176 is fine, but 174 keeps things honest. Set global quantes to 1/16, because DNB edits and slices live there. Now create these audio tracks. Vox guide, vox resample, drums resample, bass resample, FX resample, and one more. Print, your main resampling lane. On the print track, set audio from to resampling, monitor off. You arm it only when you're printing. This track is your commit button. If you stick to this, you'll finish music instead of collecting half-finished options. Now step 1. Build the vocal cadence score. Drop a short spoken or rap vocal into Vox Guide. Could be your own. Could be a royalty-free a cappella. Could be a phone memo. The audio quality doesn't have to be pristine. The groove just has to be clear. Turn warp on. If it's full vocal and it's messy, start with Complex Pro. If it's more percussive, like tight spoken syllables, try Beats Mode with Preserve set to Transients. The goal is not to grid it to death. Use the minimum warp markers needed so it sits with your tempo without losing the natural push and pull. Now find the strongest phrase. Usually 1 to 4 bars is enough. You want something with obvious pacing, moments of pressure, moments of space, an end of line landing. Loop it cleanly, then duplicate it out to 16 bars so you can feel arrangement behavior. Here's a key producer move. Drop locators in arrangement view based on phrasing, not bars. Put locators at phrase starts, breath or pause moments, and end of line hits. Those are your future drop mechanics, where drums thin, where fills land, where a reload moment makes sense. Think like an MC. The cadence already tells you where the crowd would react. Now step 2. Turn the vocal into a cadence click track, derived from the vocal, printed to audio. On Vox Guide, insert a gate. Adjust threshold so it opens mostly on syllables. Start around -25 dB and move until you're getting a clean syllable rhythm, not a constant open gate. Set return somewhere like 80 to 150 milliseconds so it snaps shut quickly. Then EQ8. High pass around 200 to 400 Hz to clear the low mess. If you need more bite, add a little boost in the 3 to 6 kHz area so consonants speak. Then add saturator. Drive it 4 to 8 dB, soft clip on. You're making a gritty percussive guide, like a vocal-derived shaker that's telling you where the mouth is working. Optionally add drum bus with some drive and a little crunch, but keep boom at 0. We're not trying to make low end, we're trying to make cadence readable. Now print it. Arm print. Solo Vox guide. Record 8 to 16 bars. Drag that recording onto the Vox resample track and name it Cadence Click. This is a big moment, because now you have a rhythmic conductor track that's locked, percussive, and derived from the vocal, but you're not stuck featuring the actual vocal all the time. Quick coaching note: cadence isn't just rhythm, it's microdynamics. Listen for where the delivery gets intense. Denser syllables, sharper consonants, louder hits. Also listen for relaxation. Open vowels, holds, breaths. Those intensity changes should later control drum density, bass note length, and how aggressive your printed versions get. Now step 3. Build drums by copying the consonants. You can start with a temporary drum rack. Temporary is fine, because we're going to print and slice it. Build a basic DNB skeleton, kick on 1, snare on 2 and 4, hats on 1/8 or 1/16. Add a subtle groove from the groove pool, something like MPC 16 swing around 55 to 58. Don't obsess. We're committing soon. Now use cadence click like a map. Solo it and listen. Where you hear clusters of syllables, add ghost snares, rim shots, shuffled hats, little percussion bursts. Where there are long gaps, strip back, leave space. Let the groove breathe where the mouth breathes. Here's a very specific DNB timing trick. On hard consonants like T, K, P, try placing a ghost snare or stick hit slightly before the click, like 5 to 15 milliseconds early. It creates urgency and forward motion. Then, for contrast, you can nudge certain ghost notes a little late, like 5 to 20 milliseconds, to create that drag. Keep the main snare solid. That push-pull is where advanced starts to sound like alive. Now print the drums. Mute everything except drums. Arm print. Record 8 to 16 bars. Drag that print to drums resample. Now slice it to a new MIDI track by transients, create one-shot slices, and usually turn warp slices off for tightness. And yes, you're technically using MIDI now, but you're not designing instruments. You're playing your printed audio like an instrument that still follows the resampling-only spirit. You're composing by editing committed sound. Next, step 4. Write bass from the vocal rhythm. Call and response. Make a temporary bass instrument track called temp bass. This exists only to generate audio for printing. Operator is perfect. Sign for sub. Add a little saw quietly for harmonics, maybe tiny FM if you want some edge. Then saturator for density, auto filter set to LP24 with an envelope so it talks, EQ to keep the sub clean, and a limiter for safety. Now use the cadence click waveform as your trigger guide, where syllable clusters happen. Place bass notes, where there are breaths. Leave holes. DNB needs negative space. If your bass is constant, cadence can't be felt. You want the bass to speak like a sentence. Phrasing, punctuation, rests. A simple phrasing template. 2 bars question, 2 bars answer, and on bar 4 and bar 8, add a turnaround, a short fill, a pitch dip, a little stop. Now commit. Solo temp bass. Arm print. Record 8 to 16 bars. Drag the print to bass resample. Disable temp bass. Don't negotiate with yourself. You printed it. You move on. When warping bass audio, if it's sustained, complex or complex pro can be fine. If it's stabby, beats mode can keep the transient punch. Choose what preserves the character. Now step 5. Vocal chops as arrangement glue. We already have cadence click, which is percussive. Now also make a tonal. Wet vocal print you can chop for hooks and transitions. On Vox Guide, remove the gate. Pitch it if needed, either with clip transpose or the pitch device. Add reverb, like a small plate or dark room, and a delay, maybe echo. You're creating cinematic vocal material, not a pop vocal. Print that wet chain to Vox Resample as VOXWET print. Now chop quickly, consolidate clean chunks. Make a couple signature one-shots, a word, a vowel, a breath. Make a few end-of-phrase tails. And make one big reload moment, a dramatic reverb tail you can throw before a drop. Producer tip, placing a chopped word right before the snare at bar 4, 8, or 16 creates instant tension. It's like a pickup into punctuation. Now step 6, arrangement from cadence, not from drums. This is the core concept. The vocal phrasing dictates energy even when you don't hear obvious vocal. Lay cadence click across your arrangement at low volume. It's your hidden grid. A practical 64-bar blueprint, bars 1 to 16, intro, cadence click quiet, atmos, sparse percussion, hint the phrasing, bars 17 to 32, drop 1, full drums and bass, following cadence, bars 33 to 48, bridge, trip drums where the vocal rests, feature vocal tail effects, create space, bars 49 to 64, drop 2, heavier variation, more edits, more chop energy, as you arrange, obey the cadence. Where it has space, remove hats, open reverb tails, let bass stop or sustain. Where it's busy, add ghost notes, add bass syncopation, add 1/16 stutters. Now let's level it up with a cadence hierarchy, because this is one of the cleanest advanced workflows. Make 3 derived guides from the same vocal, each printed as audio. Cadence pulse, only the main syllable unsets, sparse and strong. Cadence detail, includes quieter consonants and doubles, busier. Cadence air. Breaths emphasized, high passed and maybe widened. You'll use pulse to anchor drops, detail to generate fills and air to drive transitions and micro breaks. This is how you keep the cadence readable even when you bury the vocal. You're giving it a consistent spectral home, usually somewhere in that 2 to 6 kHz region, while the sub and body live elsewhere. Now step 7, effects via resampling only. No synth riser required. Your prints are the effects source. Vocals suck into the drop. Take a vocal tail from VOXWET print, reverse it, add auto filter with a rising high pass, add a long reverb, print it to FX resample, and reverse again if you want that classic swell into impact. Bass dab impact. Grab a bass hit from bass resample, transpose down 12 semitones, drive it with drum bus, limit it, print it to FX resample. Now you have a reusable impact that still belongs to your track's sound world. Another sound design extra that's secretly a cheat code. Make a consonant snare layer from the vocal. Take a vocal print, EQ it hard so it's basically just 4 to 8 kHz papery noise, distort it until it becomes a texture, print it, slice out little T and K fragments, then layer them on phrase-ending snares only. That makes the cadence audible without obviously using a vocal. Now step 8, the final commitment move, the all audio performance pass. Once your 16 to 64 bars feel good, mute Vox guide. Only resampled elements should remain. Arm print and record the whole arrangement as a stereo print. Then do micro edits on that stereo print. 1/8 mutes. Tiny dropouts before snares. If you want a tape stop vibe, set warp mode to repitch and do a short speed down moment. This is classic jungle logic. Edits over perfection. Before we wrap, a few common mistakes to dodge. Don't write to lyrics. If the words distract you, low pass the guide. You want rhythm and phrasing. Don't overwarp the vocal. Too many markers kills groove. Don't fill every gap with bass. The holes are the hook. And don't delay commitment. If instruments stay live, you'll sound design forever. Print early. Now here's a tight homework challenge if you want to really prove you've got it. Make a 48-bar DNB arrangement, where the listener can sense the MC phrasing even when the vocal isn't clearly present. Rules: you get one original vocal file. That's the source. All other elements must be prints derived from the vocal, your printed drums, or your printed bass. Resampling and slicing are allowed. No live instruments after bar 1. Deliverables: 3 printed guides, cadence pulse, cadence detail, cadence air. Drums: 2 printed loops plus 1 printed fill stamp. Bass: 2 printed variations, clean and mangled, plus 1 impact hit, and a final stereo print of the 48 bars. Arrangement constraints. Bars 1 to 16 imply cadence with air and minimal percussion, no full groove. Bars 17 to 32, full groove, cadence hidden but controlling edits. Bars 33 to 40, breakdown built only from vocal derived audio, no drums. Bars 41 to 48, drop return with at least 4 cadence timed mutes between 1/16 and 1/8. Self check. Mute all explicit vocal chops. If the drop still phrases and your fills land like sentence endings, you passed. That's the method. Vocal cadence as composition and resampling as discipline. You're not decorating a loop. You're arranging like the voice is conducting, and you're committing fast enough to keep the energy. This audio version is shortened for playback.